Well, former CIA Director David Petraeus is on Capitol Hill today for a closed-door testimony on his agency's actions before, during, and after the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Petraeus is not expected to face questions about his extramarital affair, though.
Senate Intelligence Chair Dianne Feinstein insists David Petraeus' appearance before her committee will focus strictly on the Benghazi attack.
We're not going into the FBI investigation or the Inspector General or anything else.
Petraeus traveled to Libya in the weeks before he resigned. The CIA Inspector General is now looking into the former director's conduct. Petraeus tells friends he really screwed up. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Well, that scandal that involves the CIA director David Petraeus and his biographer Paula Broadwell came to light in part due to a bunch of emails. Now, joining me now is employment lawyer Jackie Ford with the Houston office of the Voorhees Law Firm to discuss the best practices for using email in the workplace. Jackie, thanks for taking some time, first of all. And we didn't do much of setting this up by email, did we? We did most of that by phone calls, right?
Well, if we did, I'm certainly not going to say so.
There we go. So emails can get you in a lot of trouble is what it comes down to if you're not careful of which accounts you use, where you do your emailing. Is that not right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, I think what so many of us are shocked about in this story about David Petraeus is not that, you know, someone strayed from his marital vows, but that he recorded so much of it electronically, even though we have such a history in this country of both prominent and, you know, regular people being exposed in this way for what they recorded electronically, whether it's in their email account, in their Facebook account, in their text messages, or where have you. So apparently, even if you're the nation's top spy master, that keyboard remains seductive.
Exactly. And you just got to use some common sense when you're thinking about what you're wanting to say, who you're going to say something to, that nothing on the internet's really private. And if that email travels somewhere in cyberspace, somebody else can pick it up if they need to. But your boss especially can take a look at it legally, right?
That's correct. If you're using your employer-provided email system, so not Gmail or Yahoo or some third-party system, but a system that your employer has provided, like perhaps your Outlook system at work, for example, as a matter of law, those emails are not protected under the laws that protect you from wiretapping. So that means that your employer can look at those emails anytime they want, for any reason they want, either with or without notice to you. So I often advise people to apply the "Would you be proud" test. Would you be proud to have that email read by your boss, your CEO, someone else in your company? If not, that may not be the best thing to record in your email account.
Absolutely. Now, what about the use of another folder or something within that account? Is that going to be providing you any security? Is it effective at all?
Well, as I think David Petraeus has learned, the answer to that would be no. It's certainly not true with your work-provided email. And if you're using a private email system, such as General Petraeus did, that can still be discoverable. It can be discoverable in private litigation if the parties get a subpoena. And it can be discoverable by the government, either with a warrant or a subpoena. I think what many people don't realize is a lot of this is controlled by a law written in 1986, which is the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. And that law provides that for emails that are over 180 days old, the government doesn't even get a warrant. They can get a simple subpoena, and they can get that from a prosecutor rather than a judge. So it's really very easy for quite a variety of entities to legally get access even to a private email account with or without notice to you.
That's very good advice to keep in mind. And one last question. We're almost out of time, so a fairly quick answer to this one. Probably it is a quick answer. Texting, would that be any better if you're going to send notes? And if so, probably not on a company phone, though.
Well, I wouldn't be doing it on a company phone if you're sending, you know, steamy emails, that sort of, or text messages. Probably not a good thing to do. Text messages are a little harder for outside parties to access just because they're not typically retained as long. A lot of these text message providers only retain them for 48 hours. So you might be able to skate by on a text message, but still not what I would call a best practice.
All right. Thank you very much, Jackie. Appreciate you giving us all these tips, and we'll try to keep it all in mind. That's, once again, Jackie Ford, an employment lawyer with the Houston office of the Voorhees Law Firm here, News 92 FM. It is 939.